All right. Good morning, Phil in Montreal North. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. Yourself?
Wonderful. You're smarter than Sam, right?
Oh, definitely.
I can feel it. Well, we're excited for you to take him down this morning. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. You know how to play, right, Phil?
Yes, I do.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
What does NSFW commonly stand for?
Not so family worthy.
The Chrysler Building is a landmark in what major U.S. city?
Chicago.
What dye is traditionally used for tattoos in India?
Henna.
What holiday are our U.S. neighbors celebrating today?
July 4th, Independence Day.
Which major network has a peacock as its logo?
NBC.
There it is.
There we go.
Well done.
Nice work.
All right. Just like that.
Sam's going to come in. We're going to ask him the same questions.
Okay.
Oh, good song in your headphones for the heat wave, Sam.
We are in for a heat wave, folks.
All right, you're taking on Phil in Montreal North this morning.
Phil, hello, good day, and good luck.
Good day.
Thank you, Cree.
What does NSFW commonly stand for?
Pass.
The Chrysler Building is a landmark in what major U.S. city?
New York.
What dye is traditionally used for tattoos in India?
Henna.
What holiday are our U.S. neighbors celebrating today?
God bless America. It's Independence Day.
Which major network has a peacock as its logo?
NBC.
What does NSFW commonly stand for?
NSFW. Mm-hmm. Not safe for work. Yes.
That's it.
Yes, right. I got it.
Wow.
Okay.
Calm down.
I almost forgot about that one.
Wow.
Jeez, you're really into it there.
He's a poor sport there. All right, let's see how you did. What does NSFW stand for? Not safe for work is the answer. Sam got that just in the nick of time. The Chrysler Building is a landmark in what major U.S. city? It's New York City, and Sam was correct on that.
Nice.
The dye that's traditionally used for tattoos in India, it's henna, and you were both correct. Mm-hmm. What holiday are our U.S. neighbors celebrating today? Independence Day, 4th of July, you both knew that. And which major network has a peacock as its logo? It's NBC, and you were both correct on that one. So unfortunately, Phil, you did really well this morning, actually, but that does make Sam the winner.
Thank you very much. Congratulations, Sam.
Aww. Thank you very much, Phil. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Good morning to Aston in Pierrefonds. How's it going?
Going well. It's going well. Thank you.
Wonderful. We're doing good. We're hoping you're smarter than Sam this morning. Do you think you're smarter than him?
Well, I know I'm smarter than him. I beat him every morning, so I'm hoping that my streak continues today.
Right on.
We are, too.
I like it a lot. All right, Aston, do you listen every morning? You know how the game works?
Yes, I do.
Amazing. Well, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, and we are cheering for you. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Aston, what delivery company used "What Can Brown Do For You" as their slogan?
UPS.
Finish this saying. Hindsight is?
Pass.
Last name of sister tennis stars Venus and Serena?
Williams.
Someone who likes to be up at night is said to be a night
owl.
Hit NBC show starring Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia.
Pass.
What? Finish this saying. Hindsight is
2020.
Hit NBC show starring Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia.
That one I'm gonna pass.
Yeah. All right. Well,
buzzer
you did
one. Good job.
Very well, Aston. Very well, actually. Hello, Miley Cyrus, in the USA for the 4th of July.
Can't get enough.
This song is underappreciated, I'll say it.
I agree.
Miley hates this song.
I think this is the last song before she cut her hair, right?
I think so. She said she hates this song and she's embarrassed of the music she used to play. I like that, though.
Too bad.
Too bad.
It's already out there.
It's there forever. All right, Sam, you're up against Aston in Pierrefonds today. Very, very smart guy.
Cool name, Aston.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Ready?
I am ready. Yes, let's go.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
What delivery company used "What Can Brown Do For You" as their slogan?
I believe that's UPS.
Finish this saying. Hindsight is
2020.
Last name of sister tennis stars Venus and Serena?
Williams.
Someone who likes to be up at night is said to be a night
owl.
Hit NBC show starring Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia.
I don't know who Milo Ventimiglia is, but I do know Mandy Moore, and the only show I know that she's on is This Is Us.
A long answer.
So I'm going to go with This Is Us. This is us.
All right, let's just let the time run out.
Okay.
This is us.
This is us.
Okay, let's see how you guys
That's us.
How do you say it? This is us?
This is us.
This is us.
This is us. You're overthinking it, dude. You're overthinking it.
Three words.
I think it's up for interpretation.
All right, let's go. What delivery company used What Can Brown Do For You as their slogan? It's UPS. You were both correct on that one.
Nice.
Finish this saying, hindsight is 2020. You were both correct on that one. Aston got it the second time around. Nice work.
Yeah.
Last name of Venus and Serena, of course, is Williams. You're both correct. And someone who likes to be up at night is said to be a night owl. You both knew that. And the final question, the NBC show starring Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia is This Is Us. And Sam was correct on that one. Ooh. It kills me.
Yay. Oh, that's all right. You got lucky today, Sam. You got lucky.
You call that luck? Okay. I think we have different definitions of what luck is, but that's okay.
I think it was luck, too.
Yeah, I'm on Aston. I'm on Aston on this one.
But everybody makes you sleep at night.
Aston, you did a great job. That was your first time playing. So impressive. Make sure you try again soon, okay?
I will. No problem.
Okay.
And when thinking back to the questions later on today, Aston, remember, hindsight is always...
Oh,
2020.
Oh,
turn his mic off.
Good luck, Sam. Way to go.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Brutal.
Don't give him so much credit. You encourage him.
All right.